DHS was formed in 2002 on the assumption that the way to prevent terrorist attacks on our homeland was to bolster our border security, because we regarded then terrorism as an extraterritorial threat from beyond our borders. And the thinking by Congress then was, well, if you bolster border security, port security, aviation security, all the different ways somebody could get into our country, then you've effectively prevented terrorism. And we now know that the terrorist threat to our homeland is very different. It's evolved. It's now mostly domestic-based. And in that respect, therefore, DHS's model is outdated.
It's a very interesting observation. So let's move on to the future. So if that model is outdated, what, in your opinion, needs to be done, or how can it be updated?
It's important, in my view, to not take our eye off the ball in terms of what the existing threats are. Many Americans have been focused recently on the withdrawal from Afghanistan and the rise of ISIS-K in Afghanistan, but we can't take our eye off the ball in terms of the current threats. In terms of the terrorist threat, the principal threat today remains domestic-based violent extremism, specifically right-wing violent extremism. In terms of overall threats, if you ask me to rank the top three to the homeland, I'm going to say climate change, climate change, climate change, and the effects of severe weather events on our aging infrastructure. Cyber threats, cyber attacks, the threat of ransomware, offensive cyber on critical infrastructure are major threats to our homeland. And frankly, and of course, COVID today as we speak, and the most recent surge of COVID with the Delta variant. And when you look to the future, and the role of government is to try to stay one step ahead of evolving threats. But if you look at our political environment today, I believe that the polarization, the political polarization and the paralysis in our government is itself a homeland security threat. I worry that if there were another 9/11 today, we would not be able to mobilize the nation behind the national purpose of going after the bad guys. The best proof of that is our response today to COVID. Attitudes about COVID and the vaccine have broken down largely on political lines. We're divided. And therefore, the death toll has been exacerbated and is way worse than it needed to be, in large part because Americans refuse to see the problem through a single set of eyes.
Former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, J.J. Green, WTOP News.